I don't know whether it was accidental or deliberate, but if you look at like their thing with Tommy Robinson recently, actually in some ways followed the kind of non-violent direct action playbook. It followed this kind of like Martin Luther King sort of tactic of, you know, get arrested in some very public action, publicize it a lot, use that to build movement, bring people in. This kind of like dilemma action sort of thing where you put yourself in a position where if like the security or, you know, police or whatever, if they react, they look terrible. And if they don't react, they look terrible. Maybe they have been researching social movements, but it kind of fit that kind of strategy very well. I guess maybe not necessarily at the grassroots level, but the right in general is already kind of oriented in this sort of way. And so we're already on the back foot. So I think, you know, there are always going to be unintended consequences in doing pretty much anything. And they are, you know, the right is always going to be adapting and learning from us, whatever happens. The state is always going to be adapting and learning from movements, whatever happens. So we just have to kind of, yeah, try and be, you know, as dynamic as possible and to constantly try to be learning and moving.